people around the world. Sync your smartphone to your Bluetooth with your earpiece on your ear. Take your iPod, your iPad with your HD display. Connect them to the cloud so your data's up to date. With your tablet in the air, play some solitaire. Log into Facebook, tag a photo you can share. Tweet your plans, and play some Angry Birds now. Come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd up. Everybody say, grab your GPS and get up on your Segway. Nerd up. It's a way of the world. No matter where you are, you got a 4G signal.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson.
Nerd Up!
All right, it's time for another Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson.
I'm Isaac Wilson.
And we're here to talk about, all sorts of things nerdy. First and foremost, we're going to talk about movies that's coming out in this year, 2014.
Actually, first and foremost, let's talk about how this is technically a late episode for Christmas and New Year's and stuff.
Yeah, well, because, the holidays, we had better things to do. So, yeah, it is true. We're going to recapture everything that we did over the holidays, and we'll talk about Doctor Who, the Day of the Doctor, and Time of the Doctor. We didn't talk about Day of the Doctor. We haven't yet, so that was kind of interesting. Also, we'll talk about, movies coming out in the year 2014. Isaac's latest loot crate, which was the December loot crate, which came out right before Christmas. It's kind of like its own Christmas gift itself, and so we'll do that. And a whole lot more right now. Let's just start out with the movies coming out in the year 2014. All right, this is already the first week of January is past almost. And, it looks like it's going to be a fun year for movies. I mean, the movies coming out this year just sound cool. First of all, I got them in order, no particular order, but Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. Yeah, that's right, another Frank Miller comic book coming to the movies. Did you see the first Sin City?
I don't know what Sin City is, so no.
Well, it's a Frank Miller comic. The guy that did Dark Knight, you know. But anyway, he's got a new one coming out. Josh Brolin, Eva Green, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, also known as Robin in the last Batman movie. Also in Looper. And also Jessica Alba. I think she was in the first one, too, so make a return. But Robert Rodriguez directed it. Also, Frank Miller had a hand in directing it. I don't know if you... It's been 10 years after the first film came out, but I'll tell you what, I think people should go see this. I mean, Sin City is a very cool, and the way they filmed the last one, I'm hoping they'll do the same. It was all black and white with splotches of red where the blood came in. And actually, there's some yellow, too, in some other areas, but it was really cool the way they filmed it. It's almost comic book-esque, and it was basically like the Frank Miller comic, Sin City. It opens August 22nd, so you got plenty of time to plan for it. The Dame to Kill For is Ava Lord, and she's played by Eva Green. And she makes fools of every man in town. Frank Miller's be-all, end-all, femme fatale, Ava Lord, is a sight not to be missed from what I hear. So, I haven't seen, I'm not trying not to spoil it as much as I can for myself. So I haven't looked for any trailers yet, but I'm sure they'll be hitting the internet soon. Another movie coming out, March 7th, Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, from the old Bullwinkle cartoons. I think you and I have watched a couple of them. You know, turn the Wayback Machine, Sherman. Where to, Mr. Peabody? To the year. And then they'd go back on some adventures. Well, all his improbable history segments from Rocky and Bullwinkle, now they're... It was really funny stuff. It's very, at the time, they almost were a little political satire involved as well. But now it's going to be 3D computer animated, thanks to DreamWorks. And genius dog, Mr. Peabody, who's played by Ty Burrell, and his adopted boy, Sherman, who's played by Max Charles, they go back in time via the Wayback Machine to interact with some of history's most prominent figures. Well, of course, they end up... And if you any space t- time continuum story, there's always something about damaging the timeline. Well, they have to go back, because all the times they went back in time, they now have to fix all this damage they've done to the space-time continuum.
Is it because time is just a big bowl of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff?
Yes, exactly. There's a, Stephen Colbert is in this. Stanley Tucci, those two providing their voices. Mel Brooks providing voices, or a voice anyway. Leslie Mann, Ariel Winter, Allison Janney. Basically, Lake Bell. In a world. Anyway, so that March 7th, Mr. Peabody and Sherman. I think that's going to be fun. And I think, because I always wondered about, you know, every other sci-fi show where they travel through time, there's always a damage in the space-time continuum. And eventually that becomes another plot line for another movie or another episode or something like that that they have to fix. Well, they finally brought Mr. Peabody and Sherman to have to pay for their damages to the timeline. So, I don't know, 3D animation, plus they got some really cool, Stephen Colbert as a voice. That ought to be interesting. So, anyway, now the next movie I want to talk about, first of all, you want to go see Peabody and Sherman? Sure you do. Sure. It's wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff. Edge of Tomorrow, June 6th, is another Tom Cruise movie, another Tom Cruise sci-fi. His sci-fi movies don't do too well. And I don't know, I'm not sure what it is, but it's got Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt, Bill Paxton. I like Bill Paxton. He was in Aliens whenever he was the whiny Marine. Why don't you send her in?
Game over, man.
Yeah, game over, man. Yeah. Jeremy Piven's also in this. Edge of Tomorrow is the name of the movie. Doug Liman directed it. He corrected it, too, I'm sure. Basically, it's a follow-up to Oblivion. Well, actually, no, it is not. It's not. It's just Tom Cruise's follow-up. Futuristic sci-fi action film star, or film. Basically, he plays a soldier in a war against an alien race who finds himself stuck in a loop, like Groundhog Day, you know, constantly waking up the same day. Anyway, or the Supernatural episode where he kept waking up after dying. So, but anyway, he's in a kind of a loop.
Yeah, moment.
Does this taco taste funny? Anyway, it basically sends him back to the start of the day he's killed in a sneak attack. Now, it's not really clear in the trailer that I saw for it, but it's more like a mishmash of seemingly random sci-fi ideas. Hero shots of Emily Blunt holding her own against her veteran genre co-star, Tom Cruise. Basically, it's based on the novel All You Need Is Kill, Japanese novel, which I think the title of that is 1,000 times cooler than anything else in the world. All You Need Is Kill. But they call it Edge of Tomorrow. So June 6th is when that comes out. That's going to be one of those, we'll see what happens if they publicize it right. Maybe it'll be a hit, but I kind of doubt it because Tom Cruise's sci-fis don't really make for big hits for some reason. So that's June 6th. Oh, here we go, another one. I'm glad they're bringing back to life the Planet of the Apes, although I've only seen one of the new Planet of the Apes movies, the first one. But I want to see, I don't know, we'll see how it goes, but they're revisiting, how about that? Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is the name of the latest film. It's going to come out July 11th. So the Planet of the Apes series, they're actually making it, I don't know, of course they're using more CGI than, of course, the original TV or movies did, and TV show. But I always liked those movies. It was an awesome timeline, and they could revisit it and change things. They had you ruined it, you destroyed it all. And Charlton Heston just was awesome.
Get your dirty paws off me, you dang dirty ape.
That's right. Those are the lines you remember. Now, I don't recall any of the new Planet of the Apes movies, any lines that are great, other than the one female ape in the first Planet of the Apes movie, redone, with Mark Wahlberg, where she looks just like Michael Jackson. I just think those are... Anyway, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, July 11th. Andy Serkis, Gary Oldman, who I always have loved as an actor. I loved his stuff from ever since I saw him and perform Dracula. I was like, that guy's awesome. And of course, he's in like Fifth Element. Yeah, he's been in a lot of great stuff. But Kerry Russell, Jason Clarke, Matt Reeves directed it. 8 years after the events of the Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which that's the one I haven't seen yet. I want to see it. Anyway, human survivors of the virus that's wiped out a good chunk of humanity, so to speak. They wage war against Caesar. Or Circus, and his ever-growing ape army. Now, who will emerge as the planet's dominant species? Well, if you're a fan of any of the Planet of the Apes movies, you know it's not going to be the humans. So, but this evolution revolution comes courtesy of Matt Reeves, the director. He's the guy that directed Cloverfield and also Let Me In. And Cloverfield was like a pretty cool giant monster movie type thing. So I thought it was good.
I'm like Godzilla 1998.
Yeah, exactly. But Let Me In, that was the one. I think that was a vampire movie, a little kid vampire. I didn't see it, though. I wanted to, but didn't. Well, maybe this year it'll be filled with one and two types of movies. So, and I'm sure Isaac and I are going to be visiting the Eagle Theater here in Robinson to see some of these new titles, right?
Sure.
We're going to go, and we'll talk about them each time. Now, okay, here's one for the kids coming out June 13th. How to Train Your Dragon 2. Yeah. Hiccup, who is played by Jay Baruchel, and the Toothless is his dragon, I think. They continue as Boy and his dragon come across a secret ice cave that serves as home to hundreds of wild dragons and the mysterious Dragon Rider, a discovery that stirs up an epic conflict. Now, Game of Thrones star Kit Harington provides the voice of Arryt, a dragon trapper, so that's kind of cool that they got Kit Harington from... Yeah.
Does he die? Because, I mean, he can't die. Everyone really liked him.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Kristen Wiig is also in this for Saturday Night Live. America Ferrera and Kate Blanchett also. Dean DuBois is the director. So, again, it's animated, How to Train Your Dragon 2. I never saw... You didn't see the first one either, did you? They got the cartoon series on
Cartoon Network, but I never really was a fan of the show or the movie. So.
It didn't strike me, but I thought, you know, dragons, nerdy, and
based on
worth
books.
Talking about. Is it really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
There's a book series by, I don't know what's her name, but it's a book series. So.
Yeah. Well, I got one that's based, this next movie is based on a cartoon that was then became toys, or was it toys that became a cartoon? I never could figure out what order that went, but... Transformers.
Please tell me any of these movies are going to have Danny DeVito in them.
I don't know yet.
Oh.
Now, this is another one. It's got Stanley Tucci in it. You remember he's going to be in Peabody and Sherman? Well, he's also going to be in Transformers Age of Extinction. It's going to be released June 27th. Also starring Mark Wahlberg. We've mentioned him in Planet of the Apes. Okay, Nicola Peltz and Jack Rayner. It's June 27th, the release date. Michael Bay, of course. You know, he's the one that's going to produce it. But I don't know. This one... Okay, if you're Transformers fans, I think you're gonna love this one. I've talked to Transformers cartoon fans, and it's a hit or miss type thing with the movies. I think it's just cool that the movies and they're able to make the CGI of the movie of these characters. Who cares whether their plot lines are worth a crap? I mean, look at some of the Godzilla movies. They were horrible plot lines, but it was cool to watch a giant lizard terrorize. But Transformers, we'll see. Age of Extinction, June 27th. Oh, by the way, they bring on the Dinobots. Yeah, see? Extinction, Age of Dinobots. Ah, see, that might be a hint of a planet-eating Unicron. It would be cool, too. But, you know. Anyway, that Dinobots, that's all I need to say. Transformers, Age of Extinction.
And the awesome theme song that's in the cartoon, but they're not going to have that.
Yeah, they should have that in the movies. Transformers, more than meets the eye. That was my sound effect of a Transformer transforming. Check this out. This one freaked me out. I'm like, what? Okay, they did Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie, right? That was Real Steel with Wolverine. I mean, with Hugh Jackman, huh?
They did
Battleship, which was an alien starring that guy from True Blood.
And let me guess, now they're doing a check.
No. Wait, they did, what else did they do? They did a Clue movie way back when. Well, this one, the Lego movie. Yes, and that's the name of it, too, Lego movie. It's got a pretty cool cast, Will Arnett and Will Ferrell. I mean, that's got to be fun.
Does that Will Smith, though?
No, get a bunch more Wills. Elizabeth Banks and Chris Pratt.
Sure, Will Power.
Now, it's an animated type of movie. I mean, I don't see how they could do Lego any other way, animated.
Of course.
But I saw an ad for it, and it showed a Lego Batman character, so that's kind of weird. Chris Pratt, Elizabeth Banks, Will Arnett, Will Ferrell, Phil Lord, and Chris Miller are the directors. Basically, here's the scoop here. The world of Lego comes to life in this animated adventure in which a regular minifigure, Chris Pratt, is mistaken for the legendary Master Builder. I don't know. and becomes involved with a quest to stop the evil Lord Business. Will Ferrell plays evil Lord Business. From gluing the universe together so that you can no longer take them apart and rebuild. Anyway, it features other work by Jonah Hill. Cool. Nick Offerman. Morgan Freeman is doing a voice in the Lego movie.
Freeman's getting real tired of your shenanigans.
And Liam Neeson. He plays good cop, bad cop. Also, Allison Brie, Charlie Day, Kobe Smulders, and Channing Tatum. He plays Superman. Again, I saw Batman in the preview, or the ad I saw for it, so Channing Tatum is Superman, a Superman Lego figure, I'm sure.
Well, of course, they've got a Lego Batman game on, like, every console.
And guess who's playing Batman? The Dark Knight? Will Arnett. He was in, he's great. He actually does voices for a lot of animation and a lot of cartoons. Trying to think of that family movie, the TV series... I can't think of the name of it now. Where they had the frozen banana stand, and it's just hilarious. Anyway, I can't remember. I can't think of the name of it. Somebody, you can tweet me and tell me how much of an idiot I am for forgetting that. But anyway, all right. So that was the Lego Movie. Comes out February 7th. So we're about a month away from that one coming out, right as we speak right now. So. All right, ready? Here it is, May 16th. This is the big one, Godzilla. All right, it's another American version, but I've heard that it's not going to be as bad. It stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Elizabeth Olsen, Bryan Cranston. That's right, Heisenberg. He's going to be in it. Juliette Binoche. Gareth Edwards is the director. Basically, you know, Pacific Rim, you know, it was cool, right? But you just can't beat the king, Godzilla himself. So... Pacific Rim, great monster movie. Gareth Edwards, he's here to stomp all those bad Roland Emmerich memories into the ground. You know, the 98 Godzilla. Ugh.
We don't speak of his name.
Yeah, we do not speak of that.
Godzilla more.
In fact, it's so funny. What was it? All Monsters Attack? What was the name of the Godzilla movie?
Destroy All Monsters.
Destroy All Monsters, yeah, where... Every single monster from Godzilla ever appeared, including the 1998 American Godzilla. But he was a little wimpy thing, and it just took a thump of Godzilla's tail to wipe him out. So I thought that was cool. Anyway, basically, Gojira wreaks havoc in San Francisco. The trailer is exhilarating, by the way. It features a serious... remember Kick-Ass? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's para-jumping into the big beast with his military colleagues on the trailer. The film's A-list supporting cast is running in terror before saving the money shot for last in the trailer. The angry behemoth himself, Godzilla, letting out his familiar battle cry. They even kept his battle cry in this one. In the 98 version, they didn't. It was like, they kind of did, but it wasn't quite there. But anyway.
That one, 98, is just a dinosaur.
Yeah, it's just not even a good one. So anyway, May 16th, Godzilla. We're going to be there. We're going to be there. No questions asked. And no holds barred. We're going to be tearing down a door. Let's see here. Another, this one's based on a young adult fiction here. Comes out September 19th, this next movie. It's The Maze Runner. Have you heard about this?
I read that this year, actually.
It's coming out in movie form. Thomas Brody Sangster, Will Poulter, Dylan O'Brien, Kea Scodelario. That's it. Directed by Wes Ball. Based on James Dashner's 2009 novel about a group of boys... who wake up one morning to find themselves with no memories other than their first names, and they're trapped in the Glade, a large expanse with seemingly unsolvable maze beyond its stone walls. Then one day, a girl shows up in the Glade, one who may be able to shed some light on why they're there and everything. And of course, more importantly, how do we get the heck out of here? So, does that sound like books?
Somewhat, but it's only... You're in The Maze Runner, you're only introduced to the boy, the first main boy. You're introduced to the rest of them, but it's the main boy who wakes up.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't wake them all up at the same time.
Ah.
But it's like a day after he wakes up in the world, and that never happened before in the same month, let alone the same week, so.
So they're taking a little bit of license like they do usually with movies, but. Yeah. So Maze Runner, that's September 19th. Mark that down on your calendar, because I know we're going to go see it.
I am.
All right. Is there just one book in the series? Or
there
is it a series or what?
5 or 4, I think.
Okay. All right. So yeah, this one's based on the first one, and so we'll see what happens with that one. That one's coming out September 19th. The Maze Runner. July 18th. Yeah, I'm kind of jumping around months here. I was going to get organized and put these in order of release, but it got to be too much work. I was writing summaries and everything. But anyway, this next one, Jupiter Ascending, comes out July 18th. It once again stars Channing Tatum. Also stars Mila Kunis. Shut up, Meg.
Oh.
Sean Bean and Eddie Redmayne. It's directed by the Wachowski brothers, the Wachowskis, Andy and Lana. Yeah. Anyway, I have no idea what in the heck this latest sci-fi extravaganza from the Wachowskis is about, really. I mean, the trailer kind of avoids revealing anything beyond a vague idea of what it's about. I think it'll be cool. I mean, these are the guys that brought us The Matrix, you know, so it's got to be cool. I remember seeing a book named Jupiter Ascending. I don't know if it's the same based on anything like that. But it features a cast that includes, of course, Mila Kunis, Channing Tatum, Redmayne, and the grizzled Sean Bean. So we'll see what happens with it. This ought to be interesting. Again, these are the people that brought us The Matrix. They're pretty good at sci-fi. I love The Matrix series.
And there's been so many parodies up on TV shows.
Yeah, and Matrix is part of our pop culture. So we'll see what happens with that. All right. The last installment of Hobbit comes out December 17th. I am not watching any of these until the final one comes out and I can watch them all in a row. Because unlike the Lord of the Rings series, they released one book each movie. Well, The Hobbit is one book. They made it into 3 movies. And personal protest, I'm waiting till all 3 come out before I watch them. So, There and Back Again comes out. Yeah, The Hobbit, There and Back Again, December 17th. Stars Martin Freeman, Ian McKellen, Richard Armitage, Luke Evans. Directed by Peter Jackson, of course.
Ian McKellen is Gandalf.
Yeah, well, yeah. And Martin Freeman, of course, is Frodo. Anyway, yeah, there's one more thing. One more. Desolation of Smaug. I don't know. Unexpected Journey was the first one. Desolation of Smaug just recently came out. It ended with, of course, a cliffhanger, from what I hear, because I didn't pay any attention. But someone said, yeah, you definitely knew there's another one coming out because it's just a sudden ending. And, I mean, what else are they going to do? They split one book into 3 movies. But Smaug himself flew off to spew his fiery wrath on the citizens of Lake Town. By the way, spoiler alert. Anyway, at the end of Desolation of Smaug.
Is Smaug the monster that was in the mines of Moria that Gandalf said, "You shall not pass"?
I think maybe. I don't know. He's a dragon. Man, you're really testing my trivia knowledge here about these. But, he was. Smaug is the dragon.
Okay.
And he's voiced by Benedict Cumberbatch, also known as Khan or Sherlock.
Khan!
Khan in the last Star Trek movie. So, but anyway, and plus Benedict Cumberbatch, him and Matt Smith are 2 British actors that just can't do anything bad. So, Bilbo says, you know, at the end, what have we done? Well, of course, I mean, it's the third one's out, will be out December 17th, and when it comes out, I'm going to watch all 3. I haven't seen any of them yet, because it's a personal protest. I think they should have released them within the same year and waited, you know, but that's just me. All right, next movie. March 21st is the release date of this one. This one I found interesting. Another young adult novel called Divergent is the name of the movie. Shailene Woodley, Theo James, Kate Winslet, and Miles Teller are the star in it. Neil Berger is the director. Hollywood takes another shot at the young adult with this adaptation of Veronica Roth's dystopian novel. Basically, people are divided into 5 factions based on their personalities and abilities. The challenging this way of life and the force that might turn it on its head, of course, is the attractive teenage girl, Woodley, who is played by Shailene Woodley. Anyway, it's accompanied by an equally attractive male counterpart, Theo James. Will Divergent be the next Hunger Games? I don't know. That's kind of hard. Hunger Games was awesome. What was it? The Host? Oh, this Mortal Instruments, City of Bones? Beautiful Creatures. Yeah, I mean, those were young adult novels that the novels were good, but the movies didn't do so hot. The Host, you know, if it didn't have that Stephanie Meyer name by it, I think that would have been a good movie. Because the trailer for it looked pretty good. And then all of a sudden it says, by Stephanie Meyer. And I'm like, screw that, I ain't watching that crap from that Twilight lady.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Yeah. So, but this one, it's written, Veronica Roth. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, it'll be a good young adult fiction. I mean, like I said, City of Bone or Mortal Instruments kind of didn't do so hot. The Host didn't do so hot. It had the potential, but like again, for me, it was that Stephanie Meyer name that kept it away. But anyway, so that's that one. Well, let's talk about some other cool movies here. April 4th. You ready for this one?
No.
Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, Samuel L. Jackson, and Anthony Mackie. Directed by Russo's Anthony and Joe Russo. Once again, Steve Rogers, he kind of gets the Bourne treatment to start in this one. It's kind of a political theory.
Who's, what's his name, Mackie again?
Anthony Mackie?
Yeah,
who's I think that? He's going to be playing, he plays the Falcon, Sam Wilson. I should have named you Sam. You could be a Falcon. Anyway.
Should have named me Wade Winston, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, Widow Wade Wilson. Anyway, Steve Rogers, first Avenger, he faces modern-day corruption in the government. Soon discovering red, white, and blue kind of stands out in a world where it's gray. So he's got to keep they're basically mixing in modern conspiracy theories, I guess, with a little bit of trying to make this guy that's like super American type, or Captain American. Anyway, back for more Marvel action, though, this is what I think is cool. Black Widow, and of course, you know, Agent Fury, and Samuel L. Jackson. Anyway, I think, though, the Falcon is going to steal this one, I think. I think so. I think it could be. Looking at the trailer, when he dives off the helicarrier, I think that was the helicarrier there today. Yeah, he dives off the helicarrier, and his wings open up, metallic wings. I think that's cool.
I thought you were talking about when Captain America dove off, and he's like, he didn't have a parachute, did he?
Yeah. Nope. No, that's a planer at the beginning of the trailer. Yeah, that was a cool scene, too. But, hey, I think... Oh, by the way, Robert Redford is in this movie, too. But anyway, I guess that's kind of cool. I think the Falcon is going to steal this one, at least character-wise. I mean, Scarlett Johansson, of course, Black Widow making an appearance. It's gonna be a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie, really. But the Captain America. Now, do you know the Winter Soldier? Who that is?
Captain America?
No.
No. You mean is it a real life thing?
Well, who it is based on the comics? Do you know the story behind the Winter Soldier?
No, but I do know they probably should have had Bucky in it.
That's who the Winter Soldier is. Bucky, when he disappeared in the last movie and also when he disappeared in the comics, they thought he died. Well, apparently I think in the comics it was Russian soldiers that take him and train him and turn him into kind of a super soldier, and he comes back to fight Captain America as a Ruski. I believe that's how the comics went. We'll see how it goes, but that's who the Winter Soldier is Bucky.
I thought Bucky was just like that weak Captain America sidekick.
He was, but now he's not. So... let's more Marvel. Guardians of the Galaxy, August 1st. Wait a minute. Captain America was May 4th. Yeah, May 4th for Captain America. Or no, April 4th. Sorry, April 4th. Captain America, Guardians of the Galaxy. August 1st. But before that, May 2nd, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. So let's kind of go in order with the Marvel films. Got to April 4th, Winter Soldier. May 2nd, The Amazing Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone. Hey. Peter and Gwen are back. Dane DeHaan, Jamie Foxx, and Paul Giamatti. Now this one, if you've seen, there's all sorts of talk about the latest trailer about this one. Have you seen you've seen the trailer.
I've seen the one if you're talking about the one with Electro and Rhino, then yes.
That's the only one out. Now, there have been people that have, and I did a little bit, stopped it frame by frame and looked at everything. There's a... Of course, we're not sure if it's the Green Goblin or Hobgoblin or what goblin it is.
Wasn't the Hobgoblin first in the real comics?
I think the Green Goblin was first. I don't know.
Because I thought, well, at least in the old show, 90s show, like, the Green Goblin was formed from the Hobgoblin's armor, just, like, in a toxic accident.
Well, and that, see, here's the thing. The Green Goblin killed Gwen Stacy. They were going to have Mary Jane in this one, but they cut her out. And I can see why. First of all, they got a whole bunch of villains. They got a goblin of some sort, which is Harry Osborn. And the guy they got playing Harry Osborn, real geeky.
It's not
like James Franco Harry Osborn.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. But anyway, he pulls it off. The way I like the way, the little bit I saw in the trailer. But anyway, now in that trailer, side by side, you see maybe the Green Goblin, but either way, if you can see Doc Ock's tentacles. You can also see, hey now, get your mind on it. You can also see a label saying a container or a containment field or something with venom in it.
You don't
see venom, but you see the word venom.
I knew you were going to say venom, and that just made me think of my nostalgia with Monster Rock and how he scared the poop out of me.
Well, I'll tell you what. This one, a lot of people are saying that they're gearing up for the Sinister Six.
Well, I mean, what else would you expect?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting Sinister Six, though. I guess it'll... But we'll see what happens. Basically, you know, it's kind of the origin story is out of the way now, right? So now... He meets up with Electro, who is played by Jamie Foxx, and also Rhino by Paul Giamatti, and it's in a mechanical suit. I've heard people complaining about this. I can't complain because
really, how else are you gonna pull off a metal or a
indestructible
armor?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking this is a good way to portray him, and the clips only show certain points of view. There could be more in store.
Maybe
for
it's not a metal suit. Maybe it's adamantium.
Ooh, or vibranium. Anyway, Dane DeHaan is the actor playing Harry Osborn, by the way. And I think it's going to be pretty cool. Now, we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be cool. Again, there's the problem of maybe introducing too many villains. But with the comics and the Sinister Six, I think it could work. So we got Electro, the Rhino, the Goblin... Doc Ock, and possibly Venom.
Wait.
Now, who's in the original Sinister Six? You got Sandman, you've got...
You got Sandman, Vulture, Electro, Goblin.
Vulture's wings, that's also what you see in there, too.
So, hold on. So I've got a shirt with that. Electro, Goblin, Sandman, Doc Ock, Vulture, and the Lizard?
Rhino.
Rhino.
So... Yeah,
but Lizard is in the show, and they've got the movie.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of ways to... I mean, they could be doing this right. So, anyway, Amazing Spider-Man, May 2nd. We'll see. We'll find out. But let's see here. Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's talk about that one now. August 1st. So you got April, May, and August for Marvel movies. Oh, wait. No, wait. I can't forget this one. May 23rd. X-Men. Days of Future Past. Of course, Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen. Yep, Gandalf is in this one. James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender. Brian Singer is the director on this one. Of course, Mark Webb, by the way, director of Amazing Spider-Man. So, looks like May is going to be a cool Marvel month. Two movies in one. Anyway, this is going to be a mutant mania from what I hear. The latest, it incorporates the cast of the original trilogy and the 2011 First Class with a little bit of time-bending plot that involves Wolverine going back in time.
And making Deadpool right again.
Yeah, hopefully. Kitty Pryde, her phasing ability is what helps him go back in time. It prevent a series of events that will lead to a catastrophic future. So we'll see if this falls into the Too Many Mutants, you know, X-Men Last Stand. But with the original X-Men and X2, Bryan Singer's, he did the first two. He goes, We're allowing ourselves to think of Days of Future Past might end up as being the best X-Men movie yet. Now, with the X-Men, there are so many X-Men, I don't see a problem with bringing them in. It's just like the Avengers. Bring all the Avengers in. Bring everyone.
There's so many Marvel characters in general.
I know. And they work in the comics when they do them in the comics. Now, it's hard to... The one thing that's hard is telling origin stories of every single one. That's what you're never going to do. Just accept the fact they're there. Their origin stories have been in print for years. Let's go ahead and make the movie out of it. People that don't understand, forget them. They don't need to. They can always ask their geeky friends. So, Kitty Pryde is going to help Wolverine go back in time. That's going to be interesting. So I'm hoping that that's going to be good. I'm actually looking forward to this one. Actually, X-Men First Class, I kind of got burned out of the X-Men movies and didn't watch it until it came out on pay TV on HBO or whatever. And I was like, hey, this is actually pretty cool. So, I mean, it had all these X-Men in it. And I loved that idea. And yeah, maybe they'll go back in time and do Deadpool correctly. So we'll see. That's May 23rd for X-Men Days of Future Past. Now we can talk about Guardians of the Galaxy. August 1st, Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Bradley Cooper, Vin Diesel. You know who Vin Diesel plays?
I am Groot.
That's right, he's Groot. Also, I love the idea that they got Vin Diesel to do that. And also, what's her name from Doctor Who, Amy Pond, what's her name?
Karen McGillan.
Karen Gillan. Yeah, she's going to be playing in this too, so it ought to be interesting. Basically, I don't know, God of Thunder, Thor, can you imagine, Trey, oh, this God of Thunder, he's going to be in the movie, yeah, I mean...
Oh, Thor's going
to
be in the movie?
No, no, I mean, can you imagine trying to sell the Thor movie saying, yeah, God of Thunder will be a great superhero?
Wait, is, hold on, the guy that's a horse version of Thor, is he part of the Guardians?
Beta Ray Bill?
Yeah.
I don't think so, not in the Guardians, not yet anyway. But no, no, he's just in the Thor, I think hopefully they'll bring him in the next Thor movie, by the way. Beta Ray Bill is a fun character. Anyway, but I mean, just think, you know, going up to Hollywood saying, hey, we got a God of Thunder, he's a superhero, we're going to, and they're like, what? And so they made the movie. I mean, sure, it's probably, in the comics is easy, but no, just think of this one though, Guardians of the Galaxy. Thor's mainstream. I mean, this lineup of the intergalactic team of superheroes, you got a gun crazy raccoon, Rocket Raccoon, a giant walking talking tree.
Wait.
Groot.
Who's playing the Rocket Raccoon?
Bradley Cooper. He's going to be the voice of Rocket Raccoon. Uh-huh. And also, the guy that plays Andy on Parks and Rec is the leader of the whole group, Chris Pratt. So, I don't know. It's. I think there's going to be a little comedy in this, if not a lot of comedy.
Who plays Nova? Who would you think playing... or is Nova going to be in this one?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked into that. I forgot even who... Karen Gillan's playing.
The she's, enemy?
She's blue and bald now for this one.
Yeah.
So,
I think.
But anyway, I don't know. I think it's going to be funny. I love the Guardians. I haven't read an entire series of Guardians of the Galaxy, but I've read books here and there, just kind of picked them up. Or, you know, I picked them up at a convention somewhere and like, oh, this is kind of cool. So, I'm going to have to pick it up. So, just to test it out. But, I'm definitely going to watch the movie because the end of the last, was it the Avengers movie?
I think it was Thor, you mean.
Thor. Yeah, at the end of Thor, they sold, that's one down, five to go, the Collector. That's all part of the Guardians of the Galaxy. That was that spoiler was for at the end of Thor, or that trailer, whatever you want to call that, post-credit, that's for Guardians of the Galaxy, so that's what's going to lead into. So we're going to find out
Maybe all of the Marvel movies are going to blend into one, including Spider-Man.
They could. I want to see Spider-Man get into the freaking Avengers.
Except X-Men, because X-Men's copyrighted by another place.
I know. I hope they get that straightened out someday. So that's August 1st, Guardians of the Galaxy. April 18th, Transcendence. Transcendence stars Johnny Depp, Kate Mara, Paul Bettany, and Morgan Freeman.
I'm not doing my
Morgan Freeman. Come on. I was hoping you'd do Morgan Freeman again. Anyways, directed by Wally Feister. Basically, Christopher Nolan's cinematographer makes his directorial debut with this sci-fi film. It looks like a classy version of Lawnmower Man. How about that? Remember Lawnmower? You don't remember it.
No.
This is one of the dumbest... It's based on a Stephen King book, but it's nowhere near what loosely based... Anyway, it's dumb. Basically, terminally ill scientist, Johnny Depp, he manages to transfer his consciousness to a computer, which gives him all sorts of God complexes, raises the question of who we are as human beings, blah, 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 where we're going, dangers of the thirst for knowledge, and other, you know, I don't know. It's a brain teaser. It's going to be one of those thinking man sci-fi movies. So I want to see it just because of the idea behind it. But Transcendence, April 18th. Check that one out. So let's see here. Oh, Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 comes out in November.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Catching Fire yet, have we? You haven't been happy with the movie.
What?
You weren't happy with the first movie.
I was fine with it. It's just a few parts. The main parts.
They left off stuff.
Yeah.
And they usually do that when they do a book.
But
so.
I never really was a fan of the Mockingjay book in general already. So.
Really?
I like Catching Fire and Hunger Games, but not really Mockingjay. That was boring.
Well, it comes out November 21st, and it's part one. Apparently, they're splitting this off into two parts.
It's The Hobbit all over again.
I know. Basically, Catching Fire, it did better than the original Hunger Games movie, which is surprising, actually, I think. But this was a two-part finale. So, I mean, they did that with Twilight, Harry Potter. What else have they done that with two-part finales? And Twilight, who cares? Harry Potter is just a way to make more money. But I don't know. We'll see about this one. Odds are, hey, it's going to be pretty cool. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Plutarch Heavensby. He's going to be... I don't know. We'll see Julianna Moore also in this. She's going to be playing Alma Coyne. Jennifer Lawrence, Josh Hutcherson, Sam Claflin. So, I don't know, Francis Lawrence directing it. So, I don't have much to say because I like the first movie. I love the first book, but that's as far as I've gotten in the series. I haven't read any of the other books. You've read the other two books, mm-hmm. and you weren't too happy with Mockingjay, so this is going to be a meh type movie. But we'll probably go see it. Maybe we'll go see Catching Fire sometime soon, and then we'll be ready for this movie.
Maybe they can make the movie more intriguing than the book to me.
They could. We're cutting out some of the boring parts. Another movie, November 7th. Matthew McConaughey is in Interstellar, starring Jessica Chastain as well, Anne Hathaway, and Michael Caine. Christopher Nolan directs this one. He's going away from Gotham City. He's going to explore outer space. A sci-fi film about mankind taking on more than just one small step into continuing exploration of the cosmos. The trailer, it promises something grand and majestic. Matthew McConaughey, he's a self-described pioneer who takes space travel to the next level. Now, I don't know. This is going to be one. Christopher Nolan is like... I don't know. A lot of people have been mentioning 2001 Space Odyssey, Stanley Kubrick, when mentioning this movie, and Christopher Nolan. We'll see. I don't know. Christopher Nolan could pull it off, but it should be an interesting sci-fi film about going out into far reaches of outer space, so... that's November 7th. So those are the ones coming out later in the year. I got a little summary here. There's some other movies I didn't really care to talk about too much. Maybe this one. Coming out this month, January. I, Frankenstein, starring Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, yeah. The one we've always been seeing trailers for.
Yeah. They've been showing trailers like crazy for every movie we've gone to see. I don't know. It's weird.
Also, he's not Frankenstein. He's Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. That one's interesting. RoboCop gets an upgrade.
I'm interested to see that one.
Yeah, February 12th.
Although they've still got that naked right hand. That's gross.
Yeah. We'll see. Let's see here. Vampire Academy. Students learn to read, write, and bloodsuck. So that's February 14th. February 12th for RoboCop. Let's take a look at March. Oh, 300. Rise of an Empire.
We'll go see this is Sparta.
Or this Kick. Is the beginning of Sparta. So muscles will be flexing in slow motion. Video gamers, this is an alert for you. March 14th, Need for Speed. I just don't see...
That's... I don't like that game.
So, okay.
Except
I never played
it's got
it, so.
Jesse Pinkman in it, so...
What?
Isn't that who the main guy is now? Jesse Pinkman.
Oh, that's right. He is. I forgot he was in this one. I didn't write down. I didn't really want to talk about it that much.
I saw a picture, and it was a screen cap of the trailer for Need for Speed, and one of the comments was by a guy by the username of Walter White, and it said, "Jesse, get back to work."
Yeah. Need for Speed, bitch. Anyway. Veronica Mars TV series. If you ever saw this, I thought it was kind of a weird TV series. I didn't quite catch on to it. I watched a season of it, and it was a little bit better than I thought it would be. But I saw the season on DVD after it had already been canceled. So, but Veronica Mars, they're having a movie. I guess they're going to close out all loose ends or something. That's March 14th. In August, Heroes on a Half Shell. That's right, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, August 8th.
Hopefully it's not like the older ones.
I think this one's going to be a 3D animation one. I believe so.
It's a shell of a movie.
All right. Eli Roth in a horror movie in September called The Green Inferno. That'll be good. Jason Bateman and Tina Fey. This is Where I Leave You. I'm not sure. That's not even a nerdy one, so forget that one. But Mila Jovovich. She's going to be shooting more zombies. Resident Evil 6 coming out in September 12th. So September 12th. Resident Evil 6. How many games were there?
I don't know.
Was there like 12? I don't know. So I guess they're going to do as many movies as there are games. Luke Evans, he grows fangs in the movie Dracula Untold, October 17th. So it looks like September and October are going to be some good horror movies. Paranormal Activity 5 comes in October 24th. Okay, I said good. That. You want to watch that one?
I like the Paranormal Activity movies. They're well made.
I thought they were all the same over and over again, though.
But they're with different people.
Oh, okay.
And right. Different events.
Okay. Well, I like the first one. The first one was cool.
I like the third one.
I like the idea that they're kind of like the Blair Witch Project. Blair Witch started this where they seem like they could be a real thing happening and you're just watching the videos. And then it's actually, I don't know, you know, based on...
It's not based on real events like The Conjuring.
No, that was scary.
I never watched that,
Or Insidious.
Nah, Insidious was okay.
That wasn't based on a real story, though. Tiptoe through the tulips. All right, tell you what, we're going to listen to Isaac's unboxing here. We got to reorganize. Isaac's unboxing, we pre-recorded it, actually, because it was a couple weeks ago. And you're going to hear the unboxing of the Loot Crate. And we'll be back with more Nerd Up after that, because we got more things to talk about. Nerd Up! All right, it's time once again for another Loot Crate unboxing. Pikachu Lover 88 is going to unbox his Loot Crate. Now, we've already opened it up. We've had camera malfunctions and all sorts of weird things go on. So it's already been opened up. Now let's go for the surprise. Are you ready for this? Let's see what we got here. In Loot Crate, Console Wars is the theme.
Xbox One, PlayStation 4, playing chess.
With Wii figures.
Wii pieces.
Because they're a little
shut up.
Snoopy doesn't seem to care what you have. All right, next item is, of course, the obligatory T-shirt, Console Wars. I'm going to zoom in.
All right, so we're into the at Xbox One from back here, I think is what it is.
Yep, Xbox One. Is it Xbox One? Yep, Xbox One at.
Little Big Planet guy firing a PlayStation fighter.
Yeah.
It's funny because Little Big Planet is... Never mind, it's exclusive PlayStation. Wii U piece right there.
You don't kick the tables. Alright. And then, of course, we got the TIE Fighter is an Xbox branded item, and then the Millennium Falcon looks like it's a PS4 branded item, or nice. PlayStation general.
Yeah.
And... Oh, it looks like one of the AT-ATs are down, so... Oh, well. So there, then, that's the console wars.
And then it went... I'll put that right there.
All right.
Sorry, Snoopy.
Yeah, Snoopy wants to wear your shirt. All right, what do we got next? Ooh, Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman, what is that? A
Tintastic set, I think.
Tintastic
is
set? Whatever. And please. Looks like you got...
two figural erasers, two pencils, and two stickers. Or not two stickers, just stickers in general.
Well, that's kind of cool, though.
Looks like one of the erasers is Batman, like the new one with the black suit, and then the other one is the old-fashioned.
You want to open it up and find out? Let's do that. Let's open that baby up and see what all's in this one. And there we go. It is a dramatic moment. The drums are rolling. Wait, we don't have any drums. That's just the clock ticking in the background. And there comes the cellophane with the first wrapper. Well, you're slow. Hope you're not this slow on Christmas Day. We're going to be here forever, opening your two presents.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Ta-da! All right, so what we got inside there?
Stickers.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, the Pop toys. Like, they have those at Hot Topic. I think they had one of Deadpool and his Uncanny X-Force.
Oh, okay.
Super thing.
Your pencils.
Pencils with Batman, the Batman pencils. Logos. Or Batman.
Batman
insignias. The Dark Knight Batman. I'll just put that right there for you. And then, for some reason, this one isn't wrapped. Adam West Batman.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'm Batman. Okay. All right. So now that you got those open, what do you got next in the box?
Inner gems.
Hold on, let me zoom in on that. Inner gems. Those are energy drinks type?
No, it's just complimenting me, telling me I'm a gem on the inside.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Energy things that have milk chocolate in them.
So they're like energy M&M's. I get it. Energy M&M's. Okay, anyway. So they're energy. Wait, what does that say on the top? One box equals three energy drinks. Okay. All right, so you got some energy. So when you play your games, your console works. What's this? What's this item?
Grip it.
Grip it what?
Well.
So you don't let go of your console? Your.
Well, no, it's pretty much. Hold on. Let me get it.
This is interesting, and again, makes for high, exciting audio.
Yeah, wow. Amazing. All
right. What are these?
You, from the picture, you put them on your analog sticks.
Oh! Now that
is that
works
necessary?
Out. Ah! Anyway.
Okay, let's see.
All right. And a wristband, a rubber wristband, was it say?
Oh. That's odd.
Okay.
All right, anyway.
What? It's odd that you put that back into the box without...
No, the bag, like, I'm guessing... No, wait, that's not the bag for Adam West Batman.
No, it was going to say. The grips out of. Anyway. Man, you're losing control. Woo! What is this? Oh, a gamer band? Okay.
And then I was geek on the back.
Gamer geek. Or is it geek gamer? All right, so you got one of the wristbands. Now... Hey, is that a candy cane in there?
No.
Well, I guess being Christmas and all.
Nothing special. It's just a candy cane.
Okay.
Poop on you.
All right, next.
Bravest Warrior, I think, is what the show is called. I never got into it. It's, like, made by the same people who animate Adventure Time.
Okay.
But it's, like, a YouTube series.
Okay.
From what I know, that is Catbug, but I do not know what that is.
Okay. Well, it's a Wookiee and Han Solo, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, also, fun fact, the person who did the voice of the Muffin on ASDF Movie 4 is the person who... Or ASDF Movie 7, derp, is the one who voices him.
Why won't you let me die? All right. Let's see what else you got here. Oh, we got some gift cards. Or not gift cards, but... Oh, it's an ID card. You're an official looter now.
3 months.
If there's ever a riot breaks out and you try to steal an Xbox out of the window, that you can show your ID and say, no, I'm official looter. Oh, means you're a Loot Crate member.
Shirtwoot.
Shirtwoot.com?
It's like saying loot.
Or shirt.woot.com. Oh, $5 off. Cool. They're probably the ones that made that t-shirt that we got.
Probably.
We'll never know. Well, we will when we get to their website. All right, what's the next item?
Awesome magnet for refrigerators.
Legends, hold on, it's a little glare. There
it says Legends Never Die, and it's got a Nintendo 64 controller, Game Boy, a Atari controller, I do believe, aka the classic joystick. I don't know what that is, and I do not know what that is.
Well,
I think that's a Sega handheld system, but I don't know what that is.
No, I don't either. You're too old for me. Alright.
You were like freaking 20 or something whenever those were out.
Nub. I was 9. Okay, anyway, next...
Oh, it's the other thing for the inner gems I never...
Oh, you always get a coupon when you get a food item, I think. Woo! There's a coupon. All right, there's your coupon.
That's it
for the Loot Crate this time around with the Console Wars. And once again, a quick sum up. You got your nice t-shirt. We got your Batman eraser figures. You got your grippers for your controller. Your joystick. You got stickers. You got inner gems. You got a sticker of this guy's. Which Han Solo, I think it's Han Solo and Chewie. I like the way they did that. Anyway, and once again, show that awesome t-shirt.
Oh,
right. I want to see that awesome t-shirt because it's funny. Very creative.
Oh, there goes the box.
Alright, so I'm going to zoom in, hold still, and alright, so that's it for the Loot Crate unboxing this time around. Stick around for more Nerd Up podcast, and always keep an eye out for Pikachu Lover 88 videos.
Stay nerdy, my friends. Nerd Up!
All right, so that was the unboxing. Isaac got some cool stuff. If you've ever wanted to check out Loot Crate, do it. LootCrate.com. Only $13.37 a month. And I'll tell you what, every time... Every time, it's been more, way more than the $13.37 you spend.
And even if it isn't worth more than that, it's still fun.
It's a lot of fun just to unbox. But I tell you what, every time there's a T-shirt, and yep. these T-shirts sell online for $20. Right there's your money right there. And they're actually kind of cool T-shirts. The Ewalking Dead was Survive.
Console Wars. I don't think we... Did we get one in the Celebrate November? I don't think we did. But either way, that was a really good one.
That was a cool, fun one.
But, and then the Console Wars had Star Wars Console
Wars. Yeah, the War on Hoth with all the AT-ATs, and they were all console games, and it was pretty cool. So, as you heard in the thing just now. So, yep. If nothing else, it's worth it. Check it out, Loot Crate. And I wish they'd pay us for advertising. Anyway, all right, now, before we go any further, also,
sponsor.
Isaac wants to do things. Speaking of sponsors, I want to push this. Go to audible.com, search for Myageddon 2012, okay, on audible.com. That's the audiobook that I performed. I would say narrated, but no. I had to do multiple voices, including former President Bill Clinton. I have to do Hillary Clinton's voices, Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice. Now, I didn't do them quite because it was a parody.
I am Arnold.
Yeah, I didn't. I kind of just hinted at who they were.
Get to the chopper.
And so I didn't really do it all out like an impressionist would. Because besides, I'm not an impressionist. But anyway, audible.com, Myageddon 2012. That's my book. Check it out. Get yourself a free membership and download that book as one of the free. Or you get a free 30-day trial, I think, and. You get like 3 free books when you first sign up. So make that your first book. Myageddon 2012. Go buy it now. And if you right now were to tweet me at Gil Wilson, it's at GILWILSON. If you tweet me right now, first person to tweet me, I'll give you a free download of that book. Free. And it's like a $17 value, I think is what it's going for on Audible.
For only $19.99.
I know, it's like $17.37 or something. It's a weird price. So if you want a free download, I will give that to you. First person to tweet me at Gil Wilson gets their own copy of Myageddon 2012.
They get their own copy of Audible.
Yeah, that'd be a big copy. So check, tweet me. You can win a free copy. That's it. I'm going to give it to you. All you got to do is be the first person to tweet me. All right, Isaac's got some topics.
Well, I mainly have the topics of what we've been recently doing in the meantime that we haven't podcasted. Like my first topic, Anchorman 2.
Oh, we saw that. Oh, my gosh, we saw Anchorman 2. And Isaac was embarrassed, I think, in the theater with me because I laughed out loud so much.
I know there were only like 4 other people.
Yeah, it was our family of 4 and 3 other people in the theater. And, oh my gosh, was that hilarious or what?
Or what?
No, it was hilarious. Why do you have all these poisonous scorpions here? What about these bowling balls? Oh, gosh. If you haven't seen Anchorman 2, hopefully you catch it soon, because it's funny.
I think everyone who wants to see it has definitely seen it so far.
Yeah. And if you don't want to see it, you do want to see it. You just don't know it.
So just right now, spoilers, because... Are we going to give spoilers?
Sure. It's been out for a long time now.
Anyway. Well, you go ahead and start with your favorite scene.
My favorite scene, I would have to say, is the Winnebago wreck whenever he asks, why do you have the poisonous scorpions? Why do you have this bag of bowling balls? And then, who's driving? Oh, I got it on cruise control.
And then he says, oh, well, at least I installed this deep fryer in the back of my truck.
Yeah. And he deep fat frying french fries or something, and all of a sudden the Winnebago rolls over and over because it goes off the road, and everybody gets hit in the head and the gut and stuff like that with bowling balls and poisonous scorpions, and the hot except, oil gets on one of the guy champ's face. And
except, I already forgot Will Ferrell's name in that.
Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy. And he, like, eats one of the scorpions.
Yeah. That's my favorite. It's just hilarious. And, of course, the best part about that is it takes, like, several minutes for this to occur, all this happening, because they keep showing all this different stuff. And if you watch it real close, Baxter, the dog... He keeps jumping back and forth all over this thing. It's hilarious, and you just got to pay attention to things in the background. At one point, there's a bat, the chicken of the cave. But anyway.
No one calls it that. No, this one guy I met called it that.
Yeah.
That's what inspired me to start this business.
So one guy. That was my favorite scene. What about you? What's your favorite scene?
Oh, I probably have two. We'll just wait for Dad to take a break. No? Okay. Anyway. The scene with Dobie and how Will Ferrell was raising... Or, Ron Burgundy was raising the shark, Dobie.
Oh, gosh, yes. Come back, Dobie!
And then...
Yeah, he bottle-fed a shark.
And then at the very end... Dobie, holy crap, he recognizes him. Oh no, wait, now he's brutally attacking him.
Yeah.
And then my second favorite scene would have to be Brick's funeral.
No, at the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, Brick died, didn't you hear? I'm gonna miss Brick. Brick, you're alive. No, I'm not. I'm gonna miss him. there's another scene like they did in the first Anchorman movie with the big battle between the networks. Now it's in the 80s, so it's like cable networks. The battle between all the anchormen, and you got ESPN, which is Will Smith,
is the final battle,
and you've got Kanye West as the MTV News team, Liam Neeson is the History Channel, the Minotaur. That's not even news. That's mythology. So, of course, John C. Reilly, he plays the ghost of Stonewall Jackson. Let's see here, who else? Jim Carrey is the Canadian broadcast.
And then the were-hyena is played by...
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Han Solo is a were-hyena. So it's full of funniness. It's a nonstop laughing movie. Every time I thought it'd be safe to laugh, I took a bite of popcorn and almost choked every time. And it's just
the budget on that movie, though.
I'm sure some of the people did it for fun. It's Hollywood. They do things for fun.
Okay.
Wait, before you go to the next topic, I want to talk about Doctor Who. We missed out on a couple of things. We didn't talk about the Day of the Doctor or the...
Well, those weren't movies. You were just talking about your movies.
No. True. But in the previous podcast, we forgot to mention Day of the Doctor and Time of the Doctor?
Yeah. Time of the Doctor and Day
but,
of the Doctor.
But, so anyway, it's the end of Matt Smith as the Doctor, but in the Day of the Doctor, Matt Smith and David Tennant teamed up with John Hurt, who we find out is one of the interesting doctors because he's never mentioned. He turns out he's the ninth doctor, and David Eccleston is the 10th, David Tennant is the 11th, and Matt Smith is the 12th. There's only allowed 12 regenerations.
No, it's 13 regenerations.
13
Tennant regenerated twice. Tennant regenerated twice.
Well, yeah, plus he used one of his regenerations for a kid too. That they never mentioned that part though. He saved someone's life, but anyway, so it's really confusing. So you're thinking, oh, how can they come up with the next doctor, which would be technically the 14th,
the time the TARDIS exploded? But we're still on the topic of the time day of the doctor.
Yeah, so anyway, so that always confused me. Anyway, so John Hurt is the one that actually almost destroyed
Gallifrey
and the Daleks, and it turned out he just froze them in time.
Well, now he throws them in time.
Yeah.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff.
And then we go to Time of the Doctor, where it comes to find out he has to go to Trensalore, and he's there to keep the Time Lords from invading because they'll destroy everything in a big war, and everybody's at Trensalore. And it's like, anyway, big epic moments in Doctor Who world's universe. And my gosh, I can't wait to see the new Doctor and see how they explain.
Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, Peter Capaldi. Can't wait to see how they explain this this generation and everything. I think
his scenes so far have been the best scenes in the episodes.
Yeah,
like no sir, all 13, and then the Time of the Doctor. Do you have any idea how to drive this thing?
Yeah. Because the TARDIS, because he's still regenerating. But there's also a thing. The Time Lords gave the Doctor an extra regeneration through the crack in the...
I thought they gave him an extra regeneration cycle.
Yeah, is that what it is, a cycle?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, then that explains a lot, then. You're right. I think you're right. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. It ought to be good. At least they can keep it going forever. And we'll see what happens with the rest of it.
Okay.
So, all right. Next to your topic.
Lego Marvel, that you've been playing.
Oh, yes. Surprisingly fun game.
Oh, surprisingly.
Well, okay, now I do admit when we got Lego Batman for DS,
those are really fun, and we don't even like Batman that much.
Right, we don't, but it's like, it was just fun to kind of go through the adventure and the puzzles. It's actually a lot of puzzles to solve.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about these video games, is actually there's problem solving. It's not just fighting, it's problem solving on top of that. And yeah, Lego Marvel Heroes. And holy cow, there's a lot of heroes and villains.
There's pretty much every hero and villain in the universe. It even has Stan Lee as a playable character, which we haven't unlocked yet, though.
Yeah, and I heard that he's overpowered, seriously.
Oh, well.
We'll see how... We haven't unlocked him yet. But yeah, you got that for the Wii U. You also got it for Xbox 360, didn't you?
Yeah, but I don't play it on the Xbox 360 that much.
Yeah, so Wii U is a lot more fun. That's another thing you got is a Wii U.
Plus, like, we got it on the high-definition TV, so yeah. I don't have to, like, squint at the screen.
One of these days, you will get a high-def in your room, but in the meantime, it's in the TV, in the family living room. So Wii U, Lego Marvel Universe. Gameplay wise, is there any difference?
What do you mean, like in between the Xbox?
The Xbox and the Wii U?
Not really, because it's the same button locations. It's just the letter of the button that's mm-hmm. really weird.
So it's the same play either way.
Pretty much, yeah.
What about? Do you think it'd be different for DS?
Probably not, because it's got the exact same order of the buttons as it does on the Wii U thing. So
yeah, so that'll be interesting. Now, one thing I like about this is there's so many different tasks and puzzles to complete to unlock characters and do other things. There's a storyline you can also do. There's side missions you can do left and right like crazy. But the fun part is Deadpool's room on the head on the
oh, yeah.
on the helicarrier.
Or not just Deadpool's room, but the Hellcarrier in general.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things in that. But that's where you can create your own hero.
Yeah. Well, not Deadpool's room.
But on the Hellcarrier. But Deadpool's room, I think, is awesome because there's one thing, it's perfect for Deadpool. There's a cheats console, yeah. which you can enter cheats and unlock characters and do other things. I forget what all the other things you can do.
Well, there's like times whatever number stud multiplier, which basically increases how much coins you get or yeah. how much money you get.
But and you gotta use money to buy the heroes once you unlock them. So.
Also, whenever I looked up how to unlock Deadpool, you have to collect these Deadpool bricks, how you get the Deadpool times stud multipliers, and mm-hmm. you have to unlock all of those. But I haven't heard the whole thing, but whenever you collect a Deadpool brick, it's with all the secret parts of the mission, like... you know the part where we went in the Marvel HQ and there was that Deadpool poster there, but right. we couldn't organize it because we don't have Magneto? That rewards you with one of the bricks, and I think what Deadpool says is with his, what's the guy's name, voice? Nolan?
Nolan
North.
Nolan North, yeah.
And he says, "Congratulations, player. You've gotten the best thing in the game so far. An exclusive Deadpool brick. Perfect for unlocking secret stuff in my room," and I haven't heard any further past that.
Well, I know throughout it, you got Deadpool making an appearance throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like little cameos.
Yeah, and he's funny, and that's the thing I like about this. First of all, it's all gamers will love this. Any age, it's good for kids because it's still Lego and it's Marvel and they keep it clean.
And it's also good for adults because it's got, you know, Carnage and Venom.
Yeah, the Carnage, Venom. We got Archangel. You got Deadpool. You got. I'm trying to think of all the other evil villains that are at all.
It's got Galactus in it.
Yeah. Well, he's not as evil as Carnage and Venom though. So, but yeah, and they're fun to play. Plus, like I said, the problem solving that you have to use. It's some great puzzles type stuff. I don't mean puzzles like jigsaw puzzles. I mean, like, you got to solve, how the heck do I open this up to get things running? And it's really cool. So, Marvel Lego Universe, they did it awesome. I'm glad they got Marvel rather than all the DC. The DCs were starting to be worrying me with all those Legos.
Also, what is it? All the Stan Lee side missions where you have to help Stan Lee.
Mm-hmm.
You've only played one of those, I think.
I haven't played a full one. I just watched you play.
Well, I've played like three of them so far, maybe more. But I don't know. They're just really fun to hear Stan Lee talk.
Yeah, and it's actually Stan Lee's voice.
Yeah.
How old is he gonna be?
He has turned 91 in the month. Like,
man,
9.
Is that okay?
Wait, so what is
today? Is the 4th? Oh, the 3rd.
I don't know. I think it was somewhere around the beginning of the year or the end of the year.
Well, so Stanley, 91 years old. That man, he better not ever die. Because we have to meet him first. I've got his autograph. He signed a poster for me. But I've yet to meet him in person. That was all done through the mail.
Oh.
So that was actually done when he had his stanley.net when he first started his online thing. But yeah, I haven't met him in person yet.
That's why we need to go to Comic-Con.
Yeah, but it costs too much to... He charges too much. Well, I guess that's his main income anymore.
He doesn't charge it. It's just the trip there and how much it costs to get into Comic-Con.
And then the
booths are free, though, aren't they?
Not for him to, like, a meet and greet with Stan Lee or to sign autographs. It's like $40, I think. $50. But you got to buy the tickets. You got to go there. Yeah, it's cost prohibitive right now. In other words, it'd be about $300 for you and I to go to meet Stan Lee. So, man. Maybe you can come to our house. Anyway, all right. No. So, Lego Marvel Universe, awesome, fun game. I'm telling you, anybody, any gamer would love this because of the problem-solving tools that are needed for this. So, all right.
Well, I've got the topic of how I just recently beat the Elite Four on Pokemon.
Elite what? On Pokemon X?
Yeah.
Just now? You've had that game for how long?
Since about, I have other stuff to do.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know. It was really fun and just...
Now, which one do you have, Pokemon X or Pokemon Y?
X.
Okay, I had to make sure.
And it's funny because it's kind of like they nerfed the Elite Four, to put it loosely. Because... Mm-hmm. Or I've just gotten better, but... I don't know. It was really easy to beat them this time because maybe it was just the fact that they had types that I could easily counter with my Pokemon. Like, I think one of them had a dragon type, a dragon type part of the Elite Four, and I had the fairy type, which is the legendary, to counteract that. But I don't know. I guess the champion was kind of hard.
Who was the champion on this?
It was, I forget her name, but she was like a movie star that appeared like everywhere you went in the game every time a big event happened.
Okay.
So you'd think it'd be one of your rivals like usual. But
now, this one just took you this long to play because you're doing other things.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I remember every other Pokemon game that ever came out, starting from Diamond and Pearl, is when I think you started playing.
I beat it the game within like a month.
Right, exactly. It's like this time it took you a few months.
And then even after I beat the game in a month, I used cheats, but it's worth it. Anyway, I think they were supposed to add the Pokemon Bank, which is kind of like the transfer system from the older games.
Okay.
I think they were supposed to add that December 27th, but they haven't added it yet because it was delayed or some crap like that.
Huh.
But.
I mean, you could transfer your money from previous games into
the... No, not money. I mean, like, the Pokemon themselves. Oh. Like the... You know, like, however, whenever in the Nintendo DS you have Fire Red in the bottom. And had Pearl in the top, you could do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because this is a 3DS. And yeah, I was wondering if they had any way to transfer Pokemon over.
They haven't added it yet.
Of course, there's always trades, right? They still got trades, right?
Well, yeah, but you can't... There's no other way to get cheap Pokemon other than the...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why they're fixing it.
Well, cheap Pokemon are fun. They're only because you can create shinies, for one thing, but you could create really cool combinations. Like, you and I created a team of Godzilla monsters based on the Godzilla movies, a series of Pokemon, in which we had Mothra, we had Godzilla, we had...
Rodan,
we had King Kong, we had... I can't remember all, but we based them on Pokemon, and it was really cool. And we were using shiny on some of them to make them stand out a little more. Look more like the original.
And I've been wanting to make a Dragon Ball Z team for a while, and due to the new Mega Evolution thing, that's a lot easier to make because, you know, they power up in battle and stuff. But
so, a lot of people, I mean, they call it cheats. It is cheating, but basically you're just creating fun characters, really.
It's more like a part that should be implemented in the Pokemon game, like the custom characters on Lego Marvel.
Yeah, custom characters, but they still like that. Anyway, next.
Well, just the Wii U in general is what my topic is about. Oh, yeah.
I will tell you, we got a Wii U. We decided not to go the Xbox One or the PS4 route. We went the Wii U route, only because the...
Nintendo's better.
Yeah, what's the little module that you hold the...
This controller in general.
It's a controller. It's actually a handheld gamepad. Screen. It's like it's the gamepad, the Wii Pad. isn't that what puppies use? Wii Pad. Anyway, it's got like a touch screen, like a DS, and it's got the controls on it. And it's actually, you can take that as long as you stay within Wi-Fi range of your Wii, and you can play that game anywhere. It's really cool. I like that feature on it.
Also,
it's got a touch screen you can do some things with.
That's kind of what I've always wanted, is a controller with a screen on it. Kind of like if you had a radio-controlled car or helicopter with a screen on it, and if you could get really far with that, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. And that's what... Well, see, actually, PlayStation did this with their Vita, to where you could you play games on the PlayStation and then take your Vita and play. But
PlayStation is the... like lowest console.
It lost the console wars. Anyway, I think that's just kind of cool feature. Also, you can still use your Wiimotes for the new version, or for the new Wii U, and you can actually play old Wii games, which I wasn't sure about. I was hoping you can play old Wii games on the Wii U, and it's because you still use the Wiimotes. So it's pretty cool. It's a good, nice. I like it. It's a good console. Now I will admit, when we first got it,
it was poopy because that it was only that
we
day
got,
though.
We got the Zelda version.
Yeah.
And Wind Waker. Mm-hmm. And basically, when you got the version, as it says, it comes with the game, Wind Waker.
Well, it does, technically.
Or the Mario Brothers one came out with two games, whatever the case was. Well, they were downloadable games. And the shopping center, the eShop,
wasn't working for
2 days. It was like the Obamacare sign-up website. They both locked up. They weren't expecting all those people to jump on it. So it worked out nice after a couple of days. We finally got it downloaded. Of course, by then, Isaac had already bought Lego Marvels, and we've been playing that more than the Zelda game. So that's all right. We don't mind.
But the PC will always stay the master race.
And what was the other game that we... you got for it?
It wasn't a game, but it was the History of Hyrule.
Yeah.
It was like the Zelda Wikipedia.
That's right. It's like an encyclopedia for Zelda. Yeah. Not Wikipedia. You can't edit it. That's what a Wikipedia is. All right. So anyway, but yeah, Wii U, fun game.
Actually.
Now it comes a topic that Isaac's going to talk about because I have no clue.
Okay. Then I will talk about my toys because that's what I have to talk about every time the new season comes out.
Brony. All right. What about my opponent?
Well, the season...
Hey, I know friendship is magic.
The season... Oh, we should have had Jeremy here. He could probably talk about it.
Yeah, he could, too.
Anyway, the season premiere was actually kind of dark and kind of... it was, like, evil.
Really?
It was...
Let me guess. John DeLancey had a big part in it?
Somewhat big part. Okay. Anyway.
By the way, hold on. Any of you sci-fi nerds out there know John DeLancey? He played Q in Star Trek Next Generation. That right there is enough reason to watch My Little Pony. I swear, Isaac got me to watch a couple, and when John DeLancey's in there, it's kind of fun.
Although he's only in a few episodes.
Yeah.
Select him out.
Yeah. Only a few, but still. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, John DeLancey plays the God of Chaos,
mm-hmm.
which would be the perfect role for his voice, mm-hmm. and basically what the plot line is well, their source of power, the Elements of Harmony, which is basically what the main six characters have as their power, if you will, like it's kind of their special charm thingy-majig, mm-hmm. but whenever it was like 1,000 years ago or some crap like that, whenever Discord, John DeLancey, ruled over the main princess. The main two princesses had to stop him, but right before that, right before they stopped him, he was eating, like, you can see a type of seed, but he just threw it into the ground, and then they finally banished him. But the plot line is that those seeds grew to infest the Harmony Tree or some crap like that. So it's basically it took over the Elements of Harmony, so they wouldn't work anymore. But
wait a minute, you made me watch this episode.
Yeah, but Discord's a good guy now, so
yeah.
But that's it, and the Element Tree thingy, it like has all these kind of vines, like spiky thorned growing in your house vines that would just that took over pretty much a decent amount of Equestria, but that's really the plot line, and I don't have anything else to say other than it was John DeLancey's fault.
Q, what have you done with my ship? Anyway, flashing back to my Voyager days. Well,
and that's all.
So a dark beginning for My Little Ponies, but hey, friendship is magic. It'll solve it all. All right, well, that does it for this week's podcast.
Oh, and that was a while back. There's already been a lot of episodes now. And in fact, one of the episodes, actually, I was going to talk about this, but I forgot about it.
Okay.
Dad's look. Anyway, it's basically where they get sucked into a comic book. So they all have these powers, like, I don't know how to exactly describe it. I know, let's see, there is Rarity, who basically had the powers of Green Lantern.
Cool.
Make any object out of...
By will.
Yeah. And Pinkie Pie, basically the Flash. Super fast.
I thought Rainbow Dash would get that one.
No, she was more of a Thor character. It's not just DC, because, you know, it's the hub.
Mm-hmm.
But, let's see, I don't know what Applejack had. I think it was like Wonder Woman or some crap like that with a lasso.
Okay, but, that makes sense.
And Twilight was just that classic leader. I don't know what she was supposed to represent, but
sparkly vampires.
Fluttershy was the Hulk.
Nice. don't make me angry.
And then Spike was just that sidekick for some comic humor. Robin.
Oh, well, that, what was the episode, the name of that episode, do you know?
Power Ponies.
Okay, so you gotta check that one out. Alright, well, that does it for this episode of the podcast. Before we go any further, I still have prizes to give away. First of all, don't forget, if you first person to tweet me, at Gil Wilson, gets a free download of the Mayageddon 2012 audiobook, written by Ken Bombach, performed by me. And I'll tell you what, it's hilarious. I had to stop recording this thing so many times because of the funny stuff I had to read. And it's all, basically, it's a political satire sci-fi thing where what would happen if Hillary Clinton became president and the world gets divided, Arnold Schwarzenegger becomes president, it's a civil war, almost, and then some psychic powers come in, Jesus comes back, and... let's see here. They got a great spy team that's got like some cool sci-fi tools, and they stop the end of the world from happening.
Isn't Arnold Schwarzenegger like running for like mayor in some California town or whatever?
Well, he was governor.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, God, he's no longer governor, not since his maid gate. But anyway, so yeah, and Matthew McConaughey is the vice president of the new USA. And it's just hilarious. I'll tell you what, it's just hilarious. If you want a free copy of it, be the first one to tweet me, at Gil Wilson, saying I want a copy of Mayageddon 2012. And if you do, I will give you a free copy of it. Easy as that. I also have, I think I got a couple books left of Summer Hawk by Peter Schmidt, a friend of mine from college days. It's actually a paperback novel, and self-published. And I'll tell you what, it's a great... It puts Jim Butcher... I'll put him right up there against Jim Butcher any day. It's got a great series. I'm sure Peter's going to be writing more books on this. So I think I got a copy left of that. I also got some Roald Dahl audiobooks, the guy that wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And the Glass Elevator.
And the Glass Elevator. And he also wrote the BFG and all sorts of other... I got some of those audiobooks to give away. So all you got to do is tweet me, at Gil Wilson, and let me know what you want, and I'll make sure and send it your way. It's that easy. It's just my way of finding out who's out there. So, like I said, I got a few of the other books left, but I will give away a copy of Mayageddon 2012 to the first person that says they want Mayageddon 2012. So, at Gil Wilson, tweet me. In the meantime, that's it for the Nerd Up podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson.
I'm Isaac Wilson.
Stay nerdy. Nerd Up.
www.gilwilson.com. If you need quality voice work for your radio commercials, audio for TV commercials, or maybe just for that message on hold for your business, you need to check out www.gilwilson.com. GILWILSON.com. www.gilwilson.com. Check it out. It's quirky. It's fun. It's innovative.